Hello, everyone. You are early. As always, we are waiting a few minutes if someone else is going to join.
That's good. Is Susan able to join us today as well, or is it just us?
No, Susan won't be joining. Didn't you read your messages?
No, I haven't gotten to those yet. Early in the morning. I have messages in so many spots, it's not funny. I have Slack, Teams, and then all my other things like email and all that fun stuff, so
So as we are waiting, if some more people care to join us, we can ease into the meeting. So welcome everyone. It's nice to see some of you where we are on Monday. So it does mean we didn't scare you. So I'll start with a short explanation what we are doing today. There are two major development teams that are responsible for circulation issues, and what we've been doing since oh, several months, I think start of the year, is going through the DIRA tickets and talk about if features that are older are still needed. And we've gone through the tickets of the Volaris team in the last few weeks, and now and continue with tickets from the Vega team. We did those that were older than 4 years and now go on to the newer ones. We'll do that by going through a filter, and I'll share my screen in a minute. So still no more people joining.
No one's excited about dead tickets.
So we will all close them all, and no one can protest.
I'm good with that. Close them all, start from scratch.
No, it's not really a solution. So yes. So, can you see Jira that says Vega features? Am I sharing the correct screen here?
Yes, Vega features over
Okay.
4 years old.
Yes, okay. It's now all of them, not only over 4 years old. We didn't change the filter name. Yep. So this is our starting point for today. Below override pop-up for check out of an already checked out item. So I, from the heading, I don't know what it means. Something is checked out. So what this means is you want something checked out to another patron without checking it in first? Is that what it means? Also,
Yeah, I think this
I'm
is
putting.
Voyager used to have this. Oh yeah, that's why it came from Devra. So this is one from Voyager that Cornell threw in. You're correct. This is if an item is already checked out to some, it's checked out to patron A. Patron B comes up to the desk. Voyager allowed you to override the lock, and it would check in the item and then check out the item to patron B at the desk. The only issue with this is I know some cert desks at our institution, which is odd that we put it in here, didn't like this because students would use the override, and if there was any fines or anything associated with the original charge record, it was lost because you couldn't see who had it checked out previous to that, and there's a few other issues. So they actually wanted
No.
students and staff to check it in the check-in screen so that any issues that came up popped up there and then check it out. So they actually wanted them to do what they have to do in Folio. So it's weird that we put this in here.
Okay. So you are the only library actually wanting this?
I mean, it originated from Cornell. Deborah Howe's my department, our
Yes.
department. So yeah, I mean,
Yes. You're the only
I'm
library that ranked it originally.
yeah, we know
So.
we did our too. So I mean, unless if anybody else on the call feels strongly or would like to have this, I'm in favor of just closing it.
I'll second it, just to second it. I would see that creating. I can see utility, but if it was added in, it'd be another variable to the workflow the libraries have to get used to. And almost nobody really is doing things like this currently.
Okay. So I'm going to put this down for intended to close. Great. So let's go on to the next. By the way, I put the link to this to this filter in the chat if someone wants to follow on their own screens. So next one. Talking today's date is definitely. Did we already talk about this? No. But we did talk about current date, which is a token on Steph's lips, if I remember correctly, and will be on patron notices, or is it the other way around? Or is it a token for both? But what's the difference between current date and today's date?
That one I'm not sure.
Was this maybe
Assume.
made before the current date was put in as a token? Oh, no, I'm sorry, it's saying it right there. Never mind.
The current date is available to all slip labels. Since current is away.
I kind of wonder if this is a duplicate of the other one and it just was never caught because of was just never caught.
No, this was added. It's like it was added after the current date was already finished, but it's something about formatting.
Oh, okay. So it's an extension of the. Oh, this is related to the National Library Suite and what like requirements for the reading room circulation requests. I think they wanted the date and time, and the current one is just the date. It's not, it doesn't have a timestamp.
Okay. What's this? So, I'm not sure if they still need this or not. So we have to leave that open because it has been currently updated. This page that so. I suggest we leave it as it is for now. It says Cornell priority, this label is probably before current date was implemented, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's leave it for now, and when the reading room circulation is finished, we can review again. So then let's go on to the next.
My background noise gets too annoying. Please let me know. Not sure what my camera, my mic is picking up or not.
Just a little bit. Oh, this is about changing the overview. Fine calculation. What do you think, Tom?
Might already be done. There's already two.
There are two link tickets.
Yeah, and they're already closed. Relates to,
Done. Okay. But this was
that's more of a spike.
Yeah.
Looks like, yeah, it looks like only a spike was mainly done. So they did the investigation, but they didn't actually do any of the work.
No, just documentation. So nothing
Is
else.
yeah. Is anyone having issues with overdue fines the way they're calculated?
We haven't had any issues reported to us, but not many of our libraries at this point are still using fines.
Right. We use a combination of hourly. I don't think, I'm not sure if anyone actually does minute, well, we used to use minute fines. We don't anymore. Can you change the assignment? No. Might have to do it.
What did you say, Tom?
Oh, I was wondering if you can change the assignment of the ticket, who it's assigned to. I may have to do it though.
It's
Let's see.
assigned to no one. Oops, oh no. Sorry, didn't should I assign it to you? Yeah.
Yeah, that works.
So, we will have a look at this.
Yeah, I'll
Thank
take a
you.
look at it. Because yeah, also take with my fee fine app one. I'm not sure if it's an issue, but it might be something interesting to talk to the devs about to see if they feel that it's still necessary or what their thoughts are on it.
Oh. Go to the next. A low lookup of patrons. Other than barcode in request form. Yes.
Yeah. Funny thing is, I think this has been added to mediated requests, so it's already in there.
You mean it's already, someone is already working on it?
The new mediated request app, I believe that this functionality was added to that interface.
Oh, but we still need this ticket to add it to the regular app, right?
Correct. Correct. Yeah,
Yeah.
this still needs to be added to the regular app interface.
I was just fighting it yesterday and was thinking, why can't it take the username instead of barcode? Yeah, I'm looking forward to that being added.
I don't really understand. Don't we have a user search in the request form?
Well, you have to search,
You have to
but you
search.
cannot just type in like when you, for example, check out, you can put in bar type in barcode, or you can type in the username, or you can type in the number, user number. So any of them will work. But in requests, it only you can type in or scan only barcode. Everything else you have to look up.
I would second this as being a useful feature.
But in checkout, it only works if you have it in the settings, right? Like
Of course, yes.
checkout by anything else but
Yeah.
barcode. Yeah. Okay.
And here it can also be a setting, kind of up to a library if they want to enable it.
Okay.
But that would make two interfaces match, kind of behavior would be the same.
Okay. I see. So let's put it in refinement because it needs to be made clearer. So next one. Oh, this is also a Cornell one.
Yeah, this is from Voyager. I haven't heard anyone complain about it lately. Have you complained about this lately? I'm fine with this closing. It's up to everybody else on the call whether or not you feel that it would be useful for your institutions or not. But
I can't see it being very useful. I know some libraries might actually think they could use it, but I'm just saying if it's going to the library, that's the main thing you need to know. Once it gets there and they check it in, they know what needs to be done, whether this goes on the shelf or has a hold on it. I'm not sure if the people saying it out need to know what where it's going to, just it's going somewhere.
Like, yeah, that's my view on it as well. I'm sure that Access Services, when they asked for this ticket, had a specific reasoning for it, but don't ask me what it
I mean, there are only those two reasons for in transit, or it is has to go to the home location, or it is requested to somewhere else. Yeah. So that's isn't that something you see, like when you check it in and wonder why it's going to a weird location? We'll just know it is requested.
Maybe it could be for other reasons. For example, we have technical services only at one campus, and the other campus can send something to the first campus, so it goes to technical services to, I don't know, to fix a book, like if it's damaged or something. So maybe for reasons like that.
I mean, if we had the three component or even just a secondary like workflow, I could that would make that this would make a lot of sense. But I'm not even sure if I mean is this even
Because
Yeah, we on
Yeah,
how
they
does
actually want. Just one basic, like this is a requested item or this is a return. The only scenario I can think of, like the reason why they wanted this is because if somebody checks something in and it's saying it's being routed and somebody else is standing at the desk and says, oh, I want that. They won't have to look up and see if there's any requests on it. They would know as part of the routing screen why it's being routed. But that happens so far in between. I think Olga's point though is valid. All right,
And
catch.
we are not big enough, kind of. Probably we only have two campuses, and usually people just also follow up with email in cases like that. So I didn't hear anyone complaining about it, but then also people don't always complain. So I don't really know if it's how, if it would be useful or not for us, but up to you, I would say.
So I suppose it's one of these things you are just getting used to. We can put it on intended to close and see if there's any outcry or so. As I did hear
Yeah.
from those on the call, there's that's not that important.
Yeah.
I
Yeah, I would agree it's not that important. We haven't anything come up similar to this for any of our libraries yet.
So, anyone who is not here should complain later or
Well, people will
not?
complain later.
Oh, last time no one complained about the things we intended to close. So, yeah, a lot of things really get less important over the years.
Yeah, I mean, I can freely say that 90% of the tickets that we put in are no longer issues, and it's just because we've been on Folio for quite a bit of time, so it's just kind of like people have gotten used to it.
Oh, next one. We are making progress. Oh.
This I could see being very useful. I know it would be very helpful for the OpenArrest side of things, but it's not in this application because it's the temporary records being updated by the server rather than my Folio itself. But I could easily see happening if a person's name changes and the request hasn't changed, it's the same original name of the request, that could cause issues, especially some large library systems.
Yeah, we've had this happen once or twice where people have changed their preferred name for personal issues or even married name, and it doesn't get updated in the request record. So,
Yes, we had this discussion previously about change barcodes, this needs refinement, definitely. Like, should it change the closed requests as well? First question comes to my mind. So, refinement it is. So,
Yeah, it's definitely going to start a bigger conversation, even with the devs, because right now the way that this is works is that the patron information of a small shadow of it is held within the request record. So the easiest way to address this would be to link directly to the user record, but then the problem you run into is if that user record is deleted or, yeah.
in a perfect
So.
world, the world that we don't live in, it would be great if Folio every once in a while sort of kind of like an Apple tag, it pinged home and it's like, oh, were there any changes to the request? Was there any change to the patron record? Is there any change that would affect the hold? Like the patron decided they don't want it anymore and they've canceled it. And it actually looks like it cancels on one end, but it doesn't cancel the actual hold itself. So it would be great of those items that are moving or in transit or are not just sitting on a shelf. Every once in a while, it checked to see if that status has changed, a status has changed.
And what Folio does is that's where Kafka comes in. So instead of going back and like doing recalls, like the request app, going to the users and asking or looking at all the user data and running against the user's app, what's is supposed to happen is, and it actually does happen, is when something changes in the user's app, it's published as a Kafka event, which then other apps can subscribe to. The issue why it's not getting updated is at some point in time when the request app was being worked on, they didn't feel that it was necessary or desired for the user information to be updated. So the listeners were never added for those Kafka events. All of this like user information stuff, it's a matter of saying, we do want the information updated, listen to the events and react to those events.
Hear, hear.
So any more comments on that topic? Can we move on? So this is about printing in the check-in app. That means transit slips and hold slips.
I think, is there a UX attached to it or no? Cornell Access Services. I knew it came from us. Yeah, it looks like they did. Cornell Priority. Cornell Access Services, of course. I cannot tell you how many people screamed at me because how horrible Folio was and how many clicks it takes. And now they forgot about it completely, which is great. let me take
so it was. So what this suggests is, instead of the checkbox where you could print this up, or you have to uncheck if you don't want to print it, you have two buttons, close and print, and close without printing.
So, yeah.
So if you don't want to print it, you can just use like the escape key. Or if you want to print it, okay, you have to tick the box.
That is one ugly mock-up. Yeah, I think so. I mean, this is one of those small UI tickets that maybe can be reviewed and cleaned and refined. I kind of like the idea that, yeah, because you see like box number 5 right there. That's a horrible mock-up.
Yeah. But instead of the checkbox, we should have two buttons, print or don't print. Okay. Yeah. I can see how that makes sense.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like I could see the usefulness of this, and then one step further for this would be because that checkbox that says print slip is set as a default via the circulation settings, service point settings. We could extend this that the default button is highlighted based on that setting. So if you have like that checkbox is checked by default, close and print is the default button. So when it pops up, if you hit enter, it prints a slip and then closes, or opens up the print dialog and closes. Or if you don't have it checked, then just the close button is the default. I could see this helping speed at the desk and mate and a mouse movement and clicking a little bit. So yeah. And Heather is saying it's not important for SEC. Or was that just for the previous one, Heather?
Two of our members are on this call. Do you have any thoughts about this? Let's see. One said you have to uncheck the print box and close it to not print the slip, and they do like the option of a choice.
I think okay, it would be nice to just in the settings have the option, whether that's default, like you could leave it the same, but choose whether you want to default to have it checked or not checked. Because then you just still just have to click the one button for close, and it will either print or not print, depending on which you've chosen.
My library has the print by default, so that the checkbox is checked, but in most cases, they don't want to print it, so we just use escape to not print it, which is even faster than having two clicks. Or you can click on the X here instead of clicking there and there. Which it makes me wonder if for this solution you could use, you are supposed to click somewhere, or you could maybe use a key instead. So we have to talk about this. I'll put it in further refinement.
And I'd agree with that. And sorry, my microphone keeps being left on when I thought I'd turn it off.
Printing slip 401. Is this still a problem? Does this say? So, Tom, if this was a Cornell issue, can we close this?
Close it.
Yes.
This is still a problem, probably. Has anyone yelled at me? No.
Okay. Because the related ticket is showing the print preview on slips, which is a browser issue and not a folio issue, was closed.
Yeah, there's a ton of these because our biggest unit, Olin, they deal with every time the tubs get moved around or delivered, they deal with 10 or 15 tubs, and each tub holds like 20, 30 books. So they're doing a lot of batch check in and check out. So when they originally moved to Folio, they were having a royal like, I won't say fit, but that's the only thing I can think of. They were really upset because the amount of time that increased for processing it through Folio for the extra clicks, there's not really a way around it. We discussed a few different ways, but yeah, I don't think there's really any way in Folio feasibly to do this.
So, oh, the next one is interesting. An item lookup to request for. Yes.
And I say yes as well.
Heck yes.
We all want this. Oh, it has a P2. Yeah. And it is old. Oh,
Is. But I think he's, you know,
this is
sorry, go
pending
ahead.
development of item lookup. This is open.
I don't know why
So,
that's open.
what
That should
is
be
this
closed.
one?
Because the item lookup modal is already active.
Where?
We're using it for aren't we? Wait, or am I thinking of patron? Maybe I'm thinking of patron. Maybe there isn't an item lookup modal.
In orders, maybe, but not in circulation. So this is not assigned to a team. So we won't have the item look up for requests until this is done.
Yeah, I think it would probably go to Thunderjet. I think they're the team that is doing all of the inventory stuff. I could be wrong, though.
Okay, so we can discuss this further, but it won't get us anywhere for the time being. So, next one.
I'm a little confused. They're saying ones that simply can't be used at all as it has no function, or just as normally you never use it for any purpose.
It did happen to me that I picked something and nothing was populated. So it would be nice if I couldn't pick it.
Okay. I was thinking if it doesn't have any purpose or if it just be blank and never show, maybe better run grayed out, just have it not show.
Yeah, that would work too.
Okay, put it for refinement then. Next one.
Well, We could probably drop to some refinement, I think. I feel that there's still quite a few people that would like to have an expiration date setting.
What happens now after it passes the expiration date? Like, if there is nothing in it, then it never expires, right? But if there is something, what happens? It just closes?
Yes.
Yes.
Closes it. This is a separate request status. I can't remember exactly, like closed, expired, or something.
In our previous system, we had ability to put in like 3 months, for example, and it was separate for discovery platform and for the system. So, for example, if patron places request in discovery, it can expire in 3 months, but if it's one of us who placed, that could expire in 2 months. Like, it was kind of convenient to have it by default. So I think now we just end up not putting anything. And the reality is that after semester ends, no one wants those items anymore. So it was useful for them to expire after generally 4 months. That's the end of the semester for sure, no matter how early it was placed on hold. Sorry, I'm talking too much, but I'm kind
no,
of
in
favor of having that.
Yeah, it's just as helpful, Olga. So it has been discussed years ago, so we should take it up again.
Kind of think I'd be in favor of having it need to be manually set up with expiration date. On our end, it almost entirely be open source requests aren't part of this, but for some of our larger libraries, they would have people waiting in line for materials, but they could tell when it is there. But also, if they have to say, I don't want this after a certain date, then the staff member placing it can know to set that, as opposed to just place requests and forget about the default or don't bother changing it.
Yes, that's also a good addition. Yeah. If patron can say that I don't want it after that date, that helps.
Yeah. So that's something we need to define. If what is yeah. Well, if we want both a manual and a default, what will be
well, I
will it one
can see that they could coincide. For example, the default one could be a really long time, kind of like a year.
Yeah. So, but we don't need the details now. So let's go to the next ticket. Our item has been deleted. Oh yeah, we had that.
Isn't there an override that prevents an item being deleted if it is on loan?
I'm not sure. Probably when you, it depends on your methods of deletion. I mean, if you yes, if you delete the item within a folio, I think there is it can be done. There is a message, but if you have some external scripts running, this is what happened in our case. Or use something like German libraries do some mechanism to change and delete items from the Union catalog. So, but yeah, it shouldn't happen really often because I think for most workflow, it is somehow prevented.
Well, I can see the utility of the information being there if the worst does happen. So you're not stuck with an error message. You can tell who had the item, when it was due, and follow up with the patron after that. I'm surprised this would happen. But yeah, if it's done by an API, I can see that happening.
So what do we do with this?
Well, I maybe,
So
sorry, go ahead.
I was just saying maybe we could still keep it open for refinement.
I'd agree with that.
Yes. So, next one. Hey, we did go through 10 tickets today. This is number 11. Oh, this is already in refinement. So, Tom, what do you think will current plans or future plans influence this somehow? There are some
Yeah, I think I have it,
tickets.
don't I have it marked for fee fine app.
Okay. So we'll just leave it for now or put it in further refinement.
I would just leave it for now.
Okay. So, okay, one more. Before we finish, I would say. Oh, this is interesting.
I'm pretty sure public libraries will definitely want that.
Absolutely.
I'm trying to understand how this would work in practice. Is it where, if it comes back, the hole goes to the current patron and then it just stays there, pause until they get back, and then everything goes in process on the hold shelf?
The way it used to work in Sierra is that a patron could place a request. They could ascend the hold queue, and until they were committed, so if they commit before the suspension, obviously then they get the material. But if not, they could they're going on vacation for a week. When they suspend, they can still ascend the queue. If they get to number one and they're still suspended, the system skips over them and goes to number two. And then when their time is up, then they're eligible again to be number one.
Okay, I like that idea. And Heather from St. Charles agrees also.
Yeah, that was kind of my reaction of how this would function.
Yes. I want this for my public library. I've never had something like that. Yeah.
Well, I mean, one of the goals too is also for Folio to extend into the public library space. So, I mean, if public libraries already have functionality like this, I think it would be important for that. But I could also see for academic reasons. Academic libraries as well, especially students over the summer. They really hate it when they get a book that's on the hold shelf they've been waiting all semester for.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, Joseph has extensively commented on this. Okay, so great. So we need to
Ah,
look at
Joseph.
it. Yeah, we look at it. Lo need to look at it as a group. But yeah, seems pretty thoughtful. Great. So. So let's stop it here. Thank you so much for contributing. We did a really good job today. I clicked more than 12 tickets and some of them closing.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks. And next week we get to talk about fee fines, so
Yes.
taxes, I should say.
So, yes, on Monday we are going to have a presentation on the reading room circulation, which is now called for use at the, I can't remember, in-house use. Yeah.
I think for the National Library of Sweden.
Yes, for the, yes. All of us want it, but yeah, the National Library of Sweden will present the current state of development. Yes, next Thursday we talk I'm going to talk about fee fines, and today in 2 weeks we are meeting again for to continue this list of open JIRAs. So we have some more. I think we might need like three or four more sessions for this. So thanks everyone for use at location. Yeah,
Thank you.
someday. Going to get used to it. So, have a nice day, have a nice weekend, and see you next week.
Thank
You
you.
too.
Have a good
Take care.
week. Bye.